Against All Odds is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, and you must be 21 or older.
With the knobs, babyface Joel Solomon producing this mess, and joining me as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Harry, brother Brian, Darren, the Paulie kid. What's happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
Hey, Sal.
What's going on, buddy?
I was telling the extra points crew, I am 11 mini almond joys in, and my mind is racing. I was thinking about you, Parley Kid, and how this could, teachers should walk out the day before or the day after Halloween, because it's just too much. Or we should like tip, parents should tip teachers. They should put like $80 in an envelope and tip teachers. Now you have an older crew you handle now, but can you imagine a bunch of 9-year-olds heading to school the day after getting all sugared up from Halloween?
Yeah, it's, it is what it is. No tips needed.
All right.
We don't need it.
We're trying to make you some extra money, Paul.
I like to make some extra money some other ways, but, winning some bets here or there once in a while, maybe. But,
yeah.
No tips. Part of all the job, some crazy kids. You could definitely feel a difference today, no doubt.
Are they crazy or are they just shot? I don't know how they're the sugar both. In your system works after both. Like 12 hours later.
I'd say it's kind of both, you know?
All right.
So listen, makes for a long Tuesday today.
It does. I mentioned this before. It's like, I know Halloween has to be on the 31st, but maybe they just should make it just Saturday night. And by the way, my father, I told the story earlier, unironically said, hey, Halloween is Monday. It's going to be crazy. Why don't you have the kids trick or treat on Saturday? And I laughed and he's like, no, I'm not kidding. I was like, well, Dad, this is because it's Monday, because people are expecting kids on Monday, not Saturday. He's like, yeah, but I don't know. I'm just thinking like it's odd, it's crowded. I said, oh, Jesus. Yeah, I know we could have them go in June too. And there'll be no one to compete with.
Vinny's ahead of the curve, Sal.
I guess so. He's on to something. Anyway, I don't know. I'm trying to straighten out my dad, get some extra buck. But anyway, if it was on a Saturday, then it's the parents' problem on a Sunday. So I wouldn't. I would be okay for that.
When you went to Dayton, this was All Saints Day. You were off today, so
is that right?
Halloween was a huge party night. Yeah, All Saints Day. You go to Catholic school. You're off today,
right?
So not a bad deal.
Yep. Hey, it's a huge party day for Matt Bluth. He won 11. He picked 11 right in our pick'em contest. That's extrapoints.com right there in the arcade. He wins $100. Harry and Hench are now tied for the lead. Brother Bry is one game back. Big week for Brother Bry and the Parlay Kid. Had 10-4 weeks. Big losers. Jen, Hench, Martin, Eddie, Megan Gailey, 6-8. Harry, you went 9-5. I went 8-6. So there you go. It's heating up, Brian. Nice job. 10-4.
Yeah,
you
and the Parlay Kid. Yeah, I think I've had like 4 straight good weeks. So keep it going.
You must have. You were nowhere to be found, I thought, those first couple weeks.
I've gone 10-4 or 9-5 the last 4 weeks.
Again, it's probably gonna only get worse from here. But at this point, is there any other podcast that's got 4 guys that are all like 15 games plus over 500?
Yeah.
On the season right now. You couldn't find one.
All right.
You could not find one.
You're right.
Against the spread. You could not find one.
Babyface, is that true? You've done research on this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I ran the numbers, and that's accurate. I stand by it.
Darren, call it what you want. 24 weeks last year, this year. I'm 60 games over 500. Documented.
All right. Documented.
Yeah, but you're changing picks every week. You're changing 3 and 4 picks a week. How the hell is anyone supposed to keep this straight?
That's true.
Two. I made a mistake on one. Yesterday, I admitted in the podcast that I switched. So it's not a secret, even though Ben Kelly's all over Twitter today, posting it all over the place. 60 games over 500 in 24 weeks.
All right, Harry, 60 games over and also 60 games under, depending on which picks you want to wear. we're laughing at this, but we're damn good at this as a group. Last year, going into the final week, there were 14 of us, and everybody was at 500 or over 500 or way over 500. going into the last week, I think we ended up with one or two of us under 500.
I can remember growing up reading Newsday and they'd show the guys' picks, right? I don't know if they still do that because I don't really read Newsday anymore. I would read Newsday and there'd be like three or four guys picking games. And every single one of them was below 500.
Right.
Every single person was below 500 for the season. All the time.
This is a season where every quarterback is bad. Or whatever. Every quarterback we thought was good was bad. I don't know. So this is especially difficult to pick this week. I had the Browns. I think we all had the Browns except Harry, even though he changed it. I don't know what's going on. But they beat the crap out of the Bengals, 32-13. Brissett had a good game. Man, I thought I had that over 1.5 touchdown passes, but he ran one and he threw one. We had the over. It landed right on 45. Chubb had a 100-yard game. Mari Cooper, 131. They look, here's what I'll say about the Bengals. They fooled us into thinking they're a good team, and maybe they are good. But as long and so long as that offensive line is as up and down as they are, they have a chance to get beat by any team. Burrow sacked 5 times, parlay kid.
Yeah, and that was rough for me because I almost pulled off my comeback against Paulie and fantasy. Now my season's over. It's over. I needed like that last drive. I needed the, it was like a 3-and-out or something, but I needed, including a sack, I needed some more completions for Burrow. But yeah, it was Cincinnati was ultra disappointing yesterday. And Cleveland took it to them, just like we thought. They ran the ball. They were very good between running and throwing the ball. Very balanced yesterday. The defense pressured Burrow. They Mixon had what, 8 carries on the game? Like they fell behind. They couldn't even run the ball. So good job by the Browns. I mean, they hopefully they can hang in there until Watson gets back. Although Brissett's been pretty good.
Yeah. They had a win because they go to 6 losses. I don't care when Watson or who's coming back, to the last quarter of the year. You're in trouble with 6 losses for sure. So they won that. Harry, this is, believe it or what, in trends or don't, this is 13 in a row, road night games, losses for the Bengals. I used to know how to speak.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Listen, Darren nailed it. A very balanced attack from the Browns, not so much from Cincinnati. No Chase didn't help matters, but when you only run Mixon like 3 times.
You said no Chase, no problem.
I did say that. You're right, but boy.
This guy is amazing.
The offensive line was bad. Again, I mean, the first time in a while, but boy, now look, Cincinnati, 0-3 in the division now. 0-3 in the division. Baltimore 2-0. It's not great right now for Cincinnati after last night.
Well, you said the offensive line wasn't good for the first time in a while. It's not true. Like they gave up 6 sacks in the last 2 games before that. It's like 3 sacks.
No, it was 3. The first 2 weeks was bad, and they hadn't given up they hadn't given up more than 3 sacks since the second week of the season.
Yes, 3 sacks is not great. They gave up 3 sacks last week and the week before. Like that's the baseline for them. Like that's not great. You get to 5 and now you're like, all right, Burrow luckily only turns it over once. But anyway,
we did hit. By the way, Sal, your prop was close, but the 3 of us did hit our prop though.
I know. Megan Connolly said she won a lot of money betting. She didn't bet my props. She said she bet the D3. So look to her for money. Paulie kid, if you're not going to take my tip money for Halloween, at least get money from her. She cashed in on but they beat them up 36-23 minutes time of possession, 24-15 first downs. Browns looked pretty good, but I was talking about it, and the big winner over the last 8 days in that division is the Ravens. They beat the Browns 2 weeks ago. Then they learn that Chase is out 4 to 6 weeks. They get Roquan Smith. They beat the Bucks last Thursday. They trade for Smith. They Bengals lose to the Browns. Awuzie is out with a torn ACL, the cornerback. Yep. And we went over their schedule for the next month. Very, very winnable games, right? What do we say? They're at the Saints Monday night. That could be fun. Home for the Panthers, at the Jaguars, home for the Broncos, at the Steelers. I don't know. 3-2 at worst, 4-1 maybe at that. And can we think about anyone else other than the Ravens at -360, Bri, to win that division?
No, that sounds right. I mean, because with Chase, Chase is going to be out now extended period of time, right? So he's got at least 3 to 5 weeks left. Yeah, so that's... It's all Ravens at this point with that schedule. Yeah, because they're gonna be what though? They'll be 9-4 or something like that after.
The Ravens?
Yeah, if they go 4-1. Yeah.
So. Should be. Barring injury, I think -360 is as good as no, like Minnesota now and Buffalo or locks. I think at -1100, -1200 to win that division. But I wouldn't take the Steelers. I wouldn't take the Browns at 16-1. They're still a 5-loss team. And the Bengals are just boy, they're so up and down. Really weird. Now, Parlay Kid offered me a fantasy trade. I was about to laugh at him for it. And then I looked at it and it's okay. It really is. What did you offer me, Parlay Kid?
It's very fair.
Well, I have Walker, Chubb, Pollard, and Kamara. It's an embarrassment of fantasy riches at the running back position. Go ahead.
Yeah. I offered you Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
And Mixon.
Who you just said was terrible. Yeah.
No, I said he only had 8 carries. I mean, that's all I said. I mean, he should be getting a lot more.
7 receptions.
And, for Pollard and Kamara.
Yeah. It's not. It doesn't excite me. I get it. I know that Cooper's like a top 7 receiver or something at this point and probably will be better. No, I need, listen, Bri, if you had those running backs, you would want to package one of them for a dynamite receiver, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know why I have to give you 2 running backs for.
You okay with Lamb, but Cooper's having a better season than Lamb. I know. So that's my thing. I'm giving you. Let me think about it.
I mean, I want to do something. I want to give like Kamara and Debo for Diggs. I want to make a big.
I don't have those receivers.
I get it.
Sal, pull the trigger. Just as long as Cooper doesn't throw any more passes, you'll be okay.
If Cooper doesn't throw passes. Oh, I see. Yeah. Spaghetti's not on here. Yeah. All right. Maybe they'll settle it on waiver wire and I'll throw that out to them. All right. We'll check that out. Yeah. I don't know what to do. I mean, Bri's in first place, but my team is so much better than his. It's ridiculous. I'm going to have Mahomes, Walker, Chubb, Pollard, and Kamara and Debo and Hopkins. And I'm 4-4. It's stupid, Bri.
Well, when I had Breece Hall, I mean, Breece Hall and Henry together were just dynamic. Yeah. Now, my second running back's not great. My receivers, though, have been solid, though. They've been good. I mean, I could offer you one of those guys, but like Waddle's been good. Higgins okay when he plays. And then like Ayuk, who I've been playing, has been very good. And then you get, my tight end, Andrew. I've gotten, I guess, balanced games. I don't know. My quarterbacks I've gotten nothing from, but.
Listen, bet on me to score the most points. We're going to get it going. This trade deadline is today at 4. It goes about an hour and a half more now. I was on Extra Points with Shaq and Martin, and Shaq was down on the Bears and the Lions, down on the Lions specifically because they traded Hockenson to the Vikings. That helps the Vikings, Harry. That's good.
Oh, huge.
It's damn good for them with Irv Smith being out like 8 weeks now.
Huge.
But I thought they got a nice load in return. And Shaq is like, it's for the here and now. I don't understand why the Lions are trading these guys. And I said, Bears and Lions know they're not making the playoffs. Let them trade off their assets. Yeah. And then sure enough, the Bears signed Chase Claypool. So I don't know what the hell's going on there, Parlay Kid. What are we to make of this?
Hey, it's probably the most active we've ever seen at the NFL at the trade deadline by far. Is this in our lifetime? Is that possible? So I think, to be honest, everything to me looks pretty darn fair too. I don't think anybody's ripped anybody off, or I think everybody's getting pretty good deals. I'm surprised. The Claypool thing surprised me a little bit. I'm not sure if I would have rolled the second round pick for him or if I would send him to the Bears. I mean, if I'm the Bears, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if the Bears fans are jumping for joy regarding that deal.
Yeah, I don't get it either. Obviously, with Mooney, and we looked at the Bears going into the season and now what Justin Fields has to throw to, but it did seem like they were working towards next year. I don't know. I'm always right. I'm with the drafts, as rich as they are in receivers, I know you still have to get lucky, but it seems like I'm all over the place with wide receivers because Amari Cooper, you got a 5th round for Amari Cooper.
Right, exactly.
And he's a top 10 receiver. So now you get a 2nd round for Claypool? I don't know, Harry. I'm not sure what the Bears are doing here.
I don't either. But, Sal, you mentioned the Viking thing. I just think that getting Hockenson, by the way, leads the Lions in receiving yards. And he's had some monster games this year. This is going to be a big situation for the Vikings to take a lot of pressure off of Jefferson, I think. And this is a huge move for the Vikings because a lot of people say they're 6-1, but they've won close games, so maybe they're not that good. But – this is really like when they're like around midfield and it's third and six, third and seven, and just everyone knowing it's going to go to Jefferson, you can go to him. You can now go to Hockenson for those 8 yards, get that first down, keep drives alive for Cousins.
You can?
I think this is huge.
I didn't see that in the deal. Are you allowed to do that?
You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you. That's a scary offense, and I have to hate the Vikings because you like them so much, but I was looking at them, Riots. I do. I was looking at them at 6-1 to win the conference. It may not be bad. I know they already got beat by the Eagles, but
yeah,
it was a tough team to beat.
It was a good move. It was a good move. Well, I mean, we still don't necessarily know what they are with defensively or Cousins. What, you know, in a big game. So I'd be scared of putting some money on them though to win the conference. I think
it doesn't get better for Cousins. Let's just put it that way. I guess it's the best he's at.
Hey, Cousins, you got to win. You got to win.
No excuses, Aaron. No.
Right?
No excuses.
No doubt.
We thought the Parlay Kid had pressure when the Yankees were supposed to win. He took it all on. Maybe even more so for Cousins here in this situation. All right, listen. Let's talk about Caesars. Your first bet with Caesars Sportsbook and Casino, it's on Caesars up to $1,250. Download the app with promo code CZRFULL and place your first bet. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get it all back as a free bet. That first bet also gives you 1,000 tier credits and 1,000 reward credits, putting you closer to the types of perks only Caesars can offer: free stays, game tickets, experiences, and more.
You must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ontario, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, and Utah, and other states where prohibited. Yes, you have to know when to stop before you start. If you have a gambling problem in Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, West Virginia, or Pennsylvania, or if you know someone who has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, or in Maryland, visit MarylandGamblingMDGamblingHelp.org, or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY. That's 467-369. Or text CONNEX to 247-247. Tennessee, call or text Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
I will take a quick break, and then we will break down Game 3. I hope they play it. Major League Baseball World Series.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right, Game 3 rained out last night. So that allows the Phillies to start Ranger Suarez Game 3. If it works out, they're in great shape because they have Nola tomorrow in Game 4, which is a game that the Phillies will be favored. They are not favored tonight. Astros -125, +105 on the take back. Harry, tell me are you sticking with the Philly pick and your boost? Is it still the same?
Yeah, I like the Phillies. Suarez in the playoffs has a 1.86 ERA and almost 10 innings of work with 9 Ks. I'm going to stick with my boost. It's Phillies to win the game and Harper to get a base hit at 2-1. Again, Harper 9-for-21 at home in the playoffs. And yep. In all five home games, he's had at least one hit. I'm sticking with it. And I also do like also Phillies to win. And I'm going to go for it again. Schwarber to hit a home run. You can get that at +750 at Caesars too for a two team same game parlay.
That's the Phillies to win and Schwarber his home run, right? Yep. +750. Yep. All right. Parlay kid, also Phillies. I'm the only one on the Astros here.
Yeah, I'm sticking with the Phillies. I kind of like the pitching matchup now, although McCullers is good. I can't say that he's not. So I'm going to stick with the Phillies here at home, where the place should be going bonkers tonight, I believe. Weather's good, rather even warm for this time of the year. So I think that benefits the batters, and I'm going to be going kind of what Harry's doing too. I'm going to be taking Harper over 1.5 total bases at +127, 0-for-4 in his last game. But prior to that, 15 hits in 9 games. So still has 15 hits in his last 10 games. Harper over 1.5 total bases, getting plus money at +127. Harper gets it done tonight.
Let's do it, D.
Let's do it, Harry.
No, let's do it, Bri, because you have the Astros and I have the Astros.
Yeah, I'm taking Bri,
you like the Phillies for the series, but you like the Astros.
Well,
tonight,
yeah, right? I had the Phillies, +1.5. So the Astros could still win in the 7. So, but I do think, this is a game the Astros need, right? For sure. Suarez has thrown well in the postseason, but, he's still really only thrown 10 innings in the last month. I mean, two of his outings were out of the bullpen recently. His last outing against the Astros, too, he was lit up, right? 6 runs in 3 innings. I do like the Astros here. Probably with the weather too. Yeah, maybe a little bit. I would probably lean towards the over here. But I do love Altuve over 1.5 bases at +127. So ice cold to start the playoffs, but now he has 6 hits in his last 3 games against lefties in the regular season. He batted .340. He just really hasn't seen a lefty this postseason. So, and then the last time he faced Suarez a month ago, went 2-for-2 with the double. I love Altuve over 1.5, and you're getting +127.
I have an Altuve prop there too. He has a 4-game hitting streak after going 0-for-23 something in the beginning of the playoffs here. To record an RBI +225. Now I know you lose an at bat, the first at bat if you lead off, unless he homers. But I like this. Like I said, 4-game hitting streak. It's time for him to knock somebody. And maybe Chaz McCormick, as Mattress Mac predicted, right there in the outfield. I think that he could get it done at +225. You're right. I'm taking the Astros for the game. I'm taking the over 7-3, 8-3, somewhere in there. They did score 5. They scored 6 off Suarez a month ago, 5 in the first inning. I think Pena, Maldonado, and Tucker all hit this guy. And on the other side, McCullers has allowed 2 runs or fewer in 8 of his last 10 starts. So Astros over. And by the way, I've seen this on Caesars. Have you guys ever seen this? I'm throwing this out there as a prop. There will be a 3 or more run scoring play +250. Mm. That's a fun one. Bases clearing double, 3 run homer, +250 in a game. I like to see a lot of runs.
That's fun.
I've not seen that before. Yeah. So that's what we'll do. Now, college football, boy, Harry is really flexing. Let's see you flex there, Harry. Harry is battling some illness, some undisclosed illness. The Heisman odds are out, and for the first time, Hendon Hooker, who Harry had at 40-1, saw someone on PropSwap trying to shop that for 65-1, but Harry had it at 40. And when I say had it, he gave it out. He didn't really bet.
45? Thought of 45.
Was it 45?
Yeah, I think so.
Check your ticket. Check. You didn't bet it. Anyway, so that's that. Heisman right now. Hooker, even odds. Stroud, +180. Blake Corum, 12-1. Caleb Williams, 12-1. Harry, you're sticking. You have to stick with Hooker right now that it's even, right?
I do. But again, it boils down to really the Saturday in Athens for Tennessee against Georgia. If Tennessee gets lit up somehow and Georgia flexes their muscles and wins this game, Hooker goes right down because Stroud still 29 touchdowns, just 4 picks. But that's going to come down to the Michigan game too when they play Michigan in a couple of weeks. Yeah. Because Corum, you mentioned Corum at 12-1 could be sneaky because he's racking up the touchdowns. And if they were to actually beat Ohio State in Columbus and he has a monster game, that could be the guy.
All right, so let's figure this out. Now, is there a scenario where They lose to Georgia, but he's still number one going into the rest of the month.
I think there is, if he has a big game and they do lose a close one. He did beat Alabama and he lit them up. So you got to count that big time,
too. He's not going to score 52 or 49, whatever they scored against Alabama, right? Yeah. All right. So Brian, well, what flawless. I'm thinking, yeah, so that combination of Georgia winning Saturday and Ohio State beating Michigan gets Stroud the Heisman, right? I don't know what kind of odds you get on that, but barring anything crazy, injuries, obviously, I still think Stroud's the pick because of that, because I think that's what's going to happen, Parlay Kid, right? Georgia's going to win, Ohio State's going to win, and you can take Stroud at plus money. Simply put, right?
This would be the time to take Stroud, right? This is it. Like, this is the time you're going to take him because, like you, I think, mentioned maybe even last week, if you like Hooker, you might as well just take Tennessee to win this week then, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that like kind of what you should do?
Yeah, I think anyway, so. Unless there's a way that he could put up 250, three touchdowns and an interception, and is he still at first? I don't know.
Stroud's numbers are good. They're very good, but he had pedestrian numbers against the Irish in the opener. In the last couple of weeks, he's got his touchdowns in the second half, not the first half. I don't know.
Hooker and him basically have the same numbers, right? So
Hooker has almost 400 yards rushing. Stroud has none.
He does, Stroud, he does lay it on. He does have games where he'll throw a pick six. He threw that, and he really turns it on. Like in the third quarter last week, he needed to do some work to get his numbers up there. But I don't think that matters in terms of who wins and loses.
I don't think so. Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
Brian, where are you going with this?
Well, the last time we did it a couple of weeks ago. And yeah, like Harry was saying, I gave out Corum at 21. He's still 12-1. So there's a shot there. But it's funny. I was still looking. I mean, there might be fatigue on Bryce Young, but at 30-1, you know, in that Bama game, which they blew that game, right, to Tennessee. I mean, if they don't blow that game, which wasn't Young's fault, he's number two in odds, right? Or if not at the top. And I thought he was better than Hooker actually in that game. So if you get Georgia beating Tennessee, Bama ends up winning the SEC because usually these votes don't come in until after that championship game, right?
Is that true?
That's what it's been, right? The last couple of years. I mean, that's what it's been, I think. And then you get, Michigan beating Ohio State. You know, there's that shot there. So at 30-1, I liked it. But I will say, great job by Harry with this pick. This is one of his best picks ever. The Tampa one we can't count because he copied Coward.
That's true.
He wishes. That's true. That phony wishes.
He might have copied him here too. We'll have to look back and see if Colin Coward in fact picked him.
I don't think he did.
By the way,
all right, Harry, you can have this one.
Rumor has it, I might be releasing my college play of the year this week.
Is that true?
So just keep that in mind.
Sounds like a Tennessee.
Yeah, it's going to be Tennessee money.
Tennessee points.
Yeah. There you go. I think money line. I think he's going to go for it. Uh-huh. Well, he asked it for this. But you might as well.
Maybe.
Don't say, Harry. Maybe. Don't say. Maybe. He did win. He won his pro pick of the year. It was the Chiefs over. The Bills over the Chiefs, right? Okay, yeah. Bills over the Chiefs. So there you go. All right, let's take another break. And then we'll dip into the NBA. Steve Nash fired. What the hell?
Fired.
We'll be right back.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, as we mentioned, Steve Nash fired. That's a surprise to me. Brian, we were talking about how he's just too popular and too famous to get fired, but it's this team is such a mess, reminiscent of the Lakers here on the West Coast. You got the Nets on the East Coast. You got Kyrie just infuriating people every week for something different. Durant, not sure if his head's in there. Ben Simmons is a disaster. And Steve Nash gets yanked. What were his numbers? I know they weren't great. With a team like this, you should be better than, 94-67 and getting swept by the Celtics. But for God's sakes, Parlay Kid, the coach takes a beating today.
Yeah, look, we saw this coming. I think we discussed this, and I've never really been a Nash guy. I loved him as a player, but really didn't have that coaching experience that you thought. But the players wanted him. This is the type of guy that these guys on the Nets, they wanted. They wanted a guy like Nash to come in and let them do what they wanted to do, et cetera. It didn't work out. Guess it seems like they're bringing a big-time coach in now, though. Jeez.
Well, who is it, babyface? Jump in here. There were rumors that the Celtics ex-coach is coming in, right?
Unfortunately,
is that true?
It's not Speedy Claxton, Parlay Kid. I'm sorry.
Darn it.
Yeah, Ime Udoka spent a year on Steve Nash as an assistant before getting the Celtics job. And yeah, it sounds like it's just crazy because the Celtics and Nets already had this rivalry and potentially two of the best teams in the East. And now it sounds like Woj is saying it could happen in the next 24 to 48 hours. And
And what, do they have to vet the front office to see if they're married or single women? Right. In the Nets? I don't know how it works.
It's funny because the reports are saying the Nets want to change the culture and make it more on basketball now. And then, certainly, let's bring in another.
Let it fly. Yeah,
let's bring in more.
Well, yeah, it's great.
That would
but
be
it's
changing
weird.
It. That would be changing it.
What does the compensation have to be for this, though, right? I mean, why did the Celtics don't want the Nets to be good, right? I mean,
was he ever suspended? He wasn't suspended, right? Or was he suspended? He's considered suspended right now.
Right.
So they'd lift the suspension, babyface.
They'd let him go to another team.
Let him go.
Yeah, he was suspended, but he's under contract from the Celtics, and he was going to return next season. So, yeah, I guess like anyone else under contract, they could trade him and. I don't know. Get ready with your coach of the year for Ime Udoka, maybe.
Yeah, well, we're going to go over coach of the year if Harry survives the next couple of weeks. Here. Oh, okay. All right. All right, just hold on, Harry. Is that – come on. What is
that? COVID number two.
Right. We know what it sounds like. Can you turn towards another place? I don't know. Oh, geez. All right. Let's go. Bry is dying more than Harry here. Let's go over. Parley Kid, you never know how teams are going to respond to this. And I'm looking at the Bulls are a 1.5-point underdog in Brooklyn tonight. Harry, can you mute yourself or something?
I don't know.
Are you trying? When you say you're trying, just hit mute. You'll be all right. Anyway, I would go Bulls. We're going to go over a couple of NBA futures, what you would like after 2-3 weeks, one that you didn't have. The Bulls, I like them to win tonight. Mm-hmm. I like them to make the playoffs. It all really has to do with Zach LaVine, or most of it. He's played in 4 games this year, averaging 22.5 points. I think he's playing tonight. Nice win against the Celtics. I think they'll end up top 6 in the conference. Vucevic and Drummond already double-digit rebound averages per game. I think they figure out a way to finish 6th. Parlay Kid, is there anything that you would go differently in your futures bet?
Yeah, there's definitely a couple things already that I don't like. I was obviously on Luka, and Luka's been awesome, but he needs some help there, Sal. The Mavs got to make a deal for this guy. I mean, I don't know. So I have him right for MVP. No, I have actually Morant for MVP, right? Do I have Morant? Either way.
Yeah, you took Ja,
I have Ja, but I have Luka for something. I have the Mavs to win it all. The Mavs aren't winning it all the way they're presently constructed. Luka is awesome, but he's got no help. So I would change that. So, but you know what I really like right now? I like Maxey at plus 750 for the NBA's most improved player. Okay. This guy's just getting better and better on that team. Is he the, I don't know. I think he's been carrying that team at times, averaging 20, almost 24 points a game. Just another guy out of Kentucky, right? That's been really, really good.
Yeah.
I love this kid. I wish the Knicks had this kid. Boy, oh boy. He's been great. Dropped 44 the other night. Plus 750, I think, is a pretty good deal for Maxey right now.
Yeah.
For people to jump on.
That's not improved. Bad. Yeah, the most improved is tough. I mean, I loved Zion, and he started off great. Now it was 20-1. Now I think he's 25. He might be worse for most improved. Let's take a look at these most improved odds, because it is something we didn't really get. Let's see. Most improved. So you go, Matt. Yeah, Zion is 25-1. So that's what you do. I kind of like Desmond Bane. Everyone talks about him at 10-1 for most improved. I think that's what I would change there. You look at his numbers. I mean, he had 32 a few days ago. When was it? 2 days ago. He had 31 4 days ago. So he's getting shots. So that could be good right there. Another for your Memphis Grizzlies there, parlay kid. All right, Brian, what would you say? Something you would change?
Yeah, for most improved, though, too. I was looking at, I know these are all good ones. Maxey and Bane have been really good. But I was looking at Shai Gilgeous Alexander at 20-1. I mean, if this guy stays healthy, I mean, that's been his issue, right? In terms of the last two years, he hasn't been able to stay healthy. But I mean, we're talking five games so far, but 31, averaging 31 points on 50% shooting, seven assists, five rebounds, 2.5 steals. If he even gets close to those numbers, he'd be a lock for this award. Again, health is a big concern with him, but 21 is pretty great.
There you go. All right, let's do real quick defensive player of the year, sixth man. It's on Caesars. You can place these bets here. Let's go sixth man first. Jordan Poole, -110. Christian Wood, +275. And then you got Mathurin, 22-1. Brogdon, 25-1. Russell Westbrook, 25-1. I wanted to take Westbrook here, but the truth is he'll just be a starter if he starts lighting it up, right? And there's no – so then you'd have to take him out of the six-man consideration. He's not going to have good stats and be on the bench, right? I'll go Christian Wood here, Paul. I think you probably think he's part of the problem there in Dallas.
He's been all right.
Well, he started off on fire, averaged like 24 points a game in the first three. Now he's tailed off. The coach is on him. But I think this is where you want to jump on. He still averages 16-8. Had this wrapped up a couple of years ago before he got hurt. And, you know, if his only competition is Poole, who has a teammate who wants to kill him, I mean, it helps that Christian Wood has no teammate that wants to murder him. So that's, I'm going to go Wood +275 for sixth man. That's sixth man. You guys have defensive player of the year picks right now, right?
Yep.
We all do. Let me find that odds there. Defensive player of the year is Rudy Gobert, +350. Always in the top two consideration. But you like Giannis, Brian, +425.
Yeah, +425. You know, I gave him out the first time he won this award, I think at 8-1, I gave him out a few years ago. But Giannis and the Bucks so far through six games seem to be on a mission, right? They're giving up less than 104 points per game, which is by far kind of tops in the NBA. Any type of player metrics, he's at the top right now early in the season. So he seems destined to win another one at some point in time. So this would probably be the year if he's going to win
it. And Bri doing it without Middleton so far.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah, Middleton comes back soon. All right, Harry, you're going with the favorite, Gobert.
I new environment for him in Minneapolis. He's getting 10 defensive rebounds a game, almost a steal a game and two blocks a game. Huge help for Karl Anthony Towns in the middle. And he's had games of 21 and 23 rebounds already this season. Gobert +350. And Sal, like you mentioned, he's always at the top of the list for that award.
Yeah, well, that's why I thought you'd stay away from him. Didn't you take a defensive player who like didn't get any blocks or anything stupid? What, it was like 100-1 or something? Who
Capella.
Was it? Mo Bamba.
Capella.
Capella.
And then he just disappeared from the list like a week later. That was the just saying pick, if I remember correctly. All right, Parley Kid, what do you like?
I like Mikal Bridges here, Sal, on the Suns. I don't think people might even realize this guy almost won it last year. Second in the voting. And, you know, last year we had a guard win it for the first time since, 1995, 96, when Gary Payton won. Bridges, you know, the Suns, obviously, they're back on track to win their 60 games again. Bridges is their best defensive player on possibly a 55 to 60 win team. He can guard almost any position with the exception of maybe the four or the five, but he can guards the one, the two, or the three. He normally takes on the toughest assignment for the Suns out of their team, because let's face it, Paul is not a good defender, right? So he's got to pick up that slack. I think people realize this too. He's got good length, tough, makes it very hard on other teams' guards and other teams' best scorers. Had a lot of votes last year. I mean, first and second, Smart and Bridges blew away the rest of the competition. So I don't see why that's going to change this year, except for, like Brian said, Giannis will be in that mix. But Bridges at 15-1, really good value at this point for a guy who came in second place last year, and he's on a top team.
I love that way of thinking, right? You go with guys who get votes, right? Which is why some of Harry's picks don't make sense. Which, like Travis, I mean, you're not going to make up 50 votes or 100 votes or guys that just don't get any votes. So why is Marcus Smart at 24-1? Guy won
great
it
question.
Last year, right?
He it's a won great it. Question. He won it. He got 100 first. He got a 99 first place
That's
votes
silly.
Last year. I don't know.
Well, maybe, but people are voting for him. I mean, this goes again. Like, who'd you pick? Wait, who were we on him for the other day for picking a guy who didn't get any votes?
Oh, Booker for the
MVP. Oh yeah, Booker. Yeah. MVP. So this is opposite of your MVP theory, Harry. This guy got votes. He got the most votes, and now he's 24-1. I'm trying to look at his stats here. I don't know. It seems about the same. Two, three. He had two
NBA's
steals
fixed.
In three games in a row.
NBA's picks for these awards.
You said it.
What do you want me to say?
There you go. You just said it. I don't know. I don't want you to say anything. I want you to cough more. All right. So there you go. That's our picks. Maybe we'll go over Coach of the Year. That'll be fun if there are any left. There you go. Babyface, what do you think of this?
Oh, we just had one more trade deadline deal. This is breaking. Harry received Theraflu and future considerations from the Coyotes game. So wait, go ahead.
There's no future. There's no future consideration. Man.
We have interrupted gone. During we my game. Gone. I lose my bet and I get COVID from it. I don't know.
Well, we had gone 10 shows. I have a tally 10 shows without Harry having a coughing attack. That streak, as Harry would say, is over.
Maybe that was his pick of the year.
I've noticed Darren a cough or two here or there lately too. So
no, I mean, once every eight podcasts. Come on,
Harry, that was disgraceful what you did. Like, I don't even want to see what your microphone looks like. All right, he's wiping his nose. Stuff. I'm gonna be grossed out here. All right, let's go. Let's take a break. We will be back on Thursday to preview the Thursday night football game. And so now the Texans and Eagles play the same night as the Phillies Astros. That was supposed to be the day off. Yeah. So anyway, one's in Houston, one's in Philly. We'll check that out. We're going to be on Spotify Live for that. So we will be back Thursday for Mikey Meatballs, for Babyface Joel Solomon, and the Degenerate Trifecta. I'm Sal saying so long and happy handicapping. Na, 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 na. Na 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 na.